This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe the same way, Gab the same way. We're on Parler at the Captain's America. I'm on Twitter at Captain's America, and you capitalize the word America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, too, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And starting out the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, we have Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's time to say the pledge. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader in the House of Representatives of the Republicans, has requested a meeting with President Biden over the immigration crisis. And President Trump yesterday, former President Trump, number 45, tore into number 46, Biden, in a statement over spiraling tsunamis going on at the border amidst the surge of migrants. Now, I heard from some friends of mine along the border in Arizona, New Mexico, and California yesterday, and they were telling me that the border is totally out of control.
That's exactly right, Captain. We understand that just in the month of February, they detained some 100,000 people trying to come across, and this is the highest it's been since 2006. So that tells you something, that the rhetoric and the statements made by the Biden campaign and now as the administration have had a real effect, and people are flocking to the border, it would seem.
Part of the problem is what Joe Biden did by taking away the mission of ICE. He's more or less got ICE as a bunch of babysitters right now, and they're not allowed to do what they did under the Trump administration when we had our border secure, and we were turning people away, and they were going back into Mexico to get themselves at the end of the longest line, because no one that's coming into this country should be allowed to go ahead of the people that are already on the list legally.
Well, sure. And if you ever talk to someone who has come to this country, immigrated, gone through the proper channels and so forth, you will find out that, no, they're not in favor of people simply being able to cross over, do whatever they want to do, go to the head of the line, get special treatment, because typically, Captain, they've had great personal sacrifice, and a lot of times they've had to really, they have to find a way to do this and do it legally, yeah.
All right. Now, secondly, we have the Senate right now with their marathon session going on. And here's a little brief 30-second clip about it.
The Senate will begin a Votorama, a freewheeling session where any senator will be able to force a vote on a potential change to the nearly $1.9 trillion bill. Senate Minority Whip John Thune says this is a chaotic process to start with, and it's certainly working out that way. Senate Majority Whip Dick Durbin described the hectic session as god-awful and dilatory, given that Senate Democrats are expected to have the votes to pass the coronavirus bill. It's just a question of when. South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham said the Votorama allows senators to force votes, but added that it was also stupid. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Now, they stopped their Votorama for about 3 hours because Bernie Sanders was trying to get enough people together to muster to get the $15 minimum wage passed, correct?
That's true, yes.
But the way that worked out was not only did Bernie lose 8 Democrats that he couldn't afford to lose, but his little $15 an hour age or wage thing went down in flames, and it will not be at all on this session in this bill, because amongst other things, the parliamentarian, as promised, came out and said that you could not put it on there. It was against the parliamentary procedure.
Well, exactly right. And, of course, right now, I think the minimum wage is, federal minimum wage is $7.25.
That's right.
It hasn't been raised for a number of years, obviously. It's likely that it would be raised at some point in the future, but the $15 an hour, I think, has been decried not only by these key Democrats, including Joe Manchin, John Tester, for example, also Jeanne Shaheen as well, but they're decrying it, but also business owners, business leaders have been decrying it as well, as a major, it would be a major shock to the system, and it would hurt those companies that are already struggling with COVID-19 shutdowns and so forth.
Well, what they should do is take it to maybe $10 an hour and then raise it to a dollar here, a dollar there, you know, every year over the next 4 or 5 years and gradually bring it in if that's what they want to do. But I wouldn't go above $10 an hour.
Well, right, right. And again, it's likely going to be raised. But what Bernie Sanders is trying to do, again, it's like they feel like the getting's good right now. Let's do what we can. But it's not about helping people.
And when you qualify for overtime, it's time and a half. So what's time and a half times $10 an hour? $15 an hour.
That's right. Yep.
All right. Hold that thought. And caller, you hang on. You'll be the first one up when we come back from the break. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. And I'll be over today at Burt's Barracuda, Burt's Harley Davidson, from 10 o'clock to 3 o'clock over on 49th Street. They're going to dedicate that beautiful military motorcycle monument to all that have served. It's going to be quite a deal today. Lots of food, lots of music. I'll be back.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Professor of Politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Kyle Warren, and he's hanging on the phone. I'll get right to him in a minute and our caller. And this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is part of my integrated health plan. I take it every day, at least twice a day, because it helps my body to reduce the inflammation I have in my left ankle and left foot and the pain that I have there, too. It takes it from being whatever it is at the time to being tolerable or eliminates it altogether, depending a lot on the weather, I might add. It's also 100% drug-free. It also contains turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation and goes right to the source of the pain. Now, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product as well. It also supports a healthy response to the inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in, and it supports the healing process and healthy joints and muscles too. Now, the way that you can find out about this product and see more or order it is to go to relieffactor.com/captain. That's the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. And it's $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. $19.95 gets you in on the deal, and then you go from there and see what it does for you. Tens of thousands of people have taken this product, and they've been taken care of in a great manner, and it works for them. ReliefFactor.com/captain is the website. Okay, Kyle Warren, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we're going to go right to the phone lines, and we have the mayor, assistant mayor in waiting of Clearwater, Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Captain. How you doing, Kyle? You know, Kyle, it's really sad to me because I go out here on the streets and I strike up conversations with people, And one thing that I want to educate people about, and this is no secret to us, but maybe some people, you know, don't know about this, especially to the black voters that voted for the Democrats and Biden. Slavery was enhanced and perpetuated by the Democrats. In the early 90s, when President Clinton signed that omnibus bill, that bill incarcerated more blacks, you know, than at any time before. The prison, you know, that by making these drug crimes have long sentences for having a small amount of drugs, you know, it's completely decimated and destroyed entire communities, the black community. Families have been ripped apart because, you know, you were out there and maybe you had like a small few ounces of marijuana on you, and now you're looking at 25 years in prison, or you're in prison and you're going to be. So I want you to educate yourself, especially the people that are listening that are minorities. Go and do your research and look at what these Democrats have done for 50, 60-plus years. Every policy that they came up with was designed to hold you down and keep you from coming up, because they want you to listen to what they say and not question it. They've created an illusion that they're there to take care of you, but quite frankly, they ended up screwing you, and it's the truth. And I want everybody to do their research, and I want you to comment on that, Kyle. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Okay, Kyle, go ahead.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Mike. You know, it is such a tragic, tragic tale that you're talking about with how the Democrats Party as a whole, really, the party elite, have treated the African-American community in this country. I think they have taken the African-American community totally for granted. Under Trumpism, or conservatism actually is a better way of putting it at this point, conservatism has always been about trying to lift people up, giving people opportunity. You know, Mike, we're not supposed to look upon people's skin color, their race, their ethnicity. In America, we're supposed to, we're supposed to be able to rise with our talents, with our abilities. We're supposed to help one another, get up that ladder, help each other to rise. And that's really the kind of world that we even heard about from Dr. Martin Luther King. I know it's been said so many times, but the idea of judging people by the content of their character is something that so many of us grew up with in the shadow of Dr. King. But that seems to be something that the Democrat Party elite have worked against for the last 50 years, basically. And it's a crying shame. But right now, we're supposed to get back on the right track. And so, yes, I think there's a much more opportunity to be had other than what the Democrats have been offering.
Now, I got a little different take on this. My take is simple. If you get caught selling drugs and you're anywhere near a school, you need to go to jail if you're selling drugs anywhere near a school. At a minimum, should be 10 years. I don't care if you've got a 32nd of an ounce. If you're selling drugs near a school, boom, you go to jail. Now, here's the get-out-of-jail card. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
You flip on whoever gave you that product.
And that's something that the police will try to do many times. That's right. Try to get to the bigger fish. That's
And if you get to the bigger fish as a result of that, then guess what? You won't do 10 years. But otherwise, you're going to do 10 years in jail, like it or not. And that should be the minimum sentence right off the bat for anybody selling drugs anywhere near a school. That's where I draw the line. Other than that, I realize Jared and Melania and Ivanka, they all, you know, went through that prison program that they had there, and they wanted that passed. I get that. I understand that. A lot of people were railroaded in the wrong way, and I totally understand that, because I saw some of it going on in a couple of the cities that I was in the fire service. But it is what it is, and you know, we'll just go from there. Now, the Senate is going to be debating all day long today on this $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill. Is that a fair assumption?
Yes, I believe so, yeah.
Okay, so they're not going to get anything resolved probably this weekend, am I right?
Yeah, at the very least. Yes, this weekend.
And it's going to be, and by the way, they're not necessarily, the Senate works a little differently than the House. The House, and by the way, today is, let's see, March the 6th, right?
Yes.
We got through March the 4th, right?
Mm-hmm.
We got through March the 5th, right?
Yep.
And now we're into March the 6th, right?
Yep.
Have there been any attacks or storming of the Capitol?
Nope, we haven't seen any massing of militia groups or any, and nothing's happened at all.
Yeah. Well, way to go CNN, way to go MSNBC, way to go ABC, CBS, and NBC. Way to go.
Well, exactly, yeah. There was sort of a build-up for that, and I think that Nancy Pelosi also talked about this kind of stuff, and the sense that, you know, that we need the fencing because of all the president's men.
Yeah, and we need 5,000 troops for at least the next 2 months.
Right, exactly. Now, again, you know, you don't want anybody to do anything bad, and obviously, but some of it for the Democrat Party seems to be a little bit of perpetuating the theater of it.
Yeah, well, let me go back to the stimulus, because here's what's going to happen, and this is why this is going to drag on all weekend long. The Republicans are going to be introducing literally dozens of amendments, and every time they do, they're going to have to vote on them. And every time they do that, it takes time to do this and time to do that and all that sort of stuff. So that guarantees you what, 10, 12 hours anyway of extra debating?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah. So here we go. We're into Monday if they want to stay in session that long, or if they take the day off, like sometimes the House usually doesn't come back till Tuesday from their home district, so I'm not sure what the Senate will do this time, but we're a lot of people are still going, when am I going to get my check? When am I going to get my check? Oh, I got to have my money. When am I going to get my check? Well, I feel sorry for the ones that are that desperate to need a check, but you're going to be sitting there waiting a little while until this all gets done. And then remember, the money's just not going to go out that second. It takes a few days to get it out there. And I'm not sure when the first people got this last $600. What did it take, about a week?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, so add a week to that, and then most people will get it 2 or 3 weeks later, and that's what they're doing, because they'll try to get it out there as soon as they can. So I'm saying you'll see money in April now.
Yeah, that would seem to be about right. And you know, Captain, what they're doing, this is all part of the process that is available to lawmakers. And what the Republicans are, I think, trying to point up here is not only is there a lot of excessive spending, but there's still money left over from the last time, evidently, that still hasn't been spent.
But the problem with that is they can't just take that money and toss it in the pot and use it this time around. It does not work that way. That money can only be used for what it was legislated to be used for. And if it doesn't get used by the end of the congressional session, then guess what? It goes into the general fund. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. After talks stalled out following an all-day and all-night session, Senate Democrats came to a compromise late Friday on the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell called out Democrats for taking too long.
They were in a big hurry. We started voting on the First Amendment, as Parliamentarian said, right after 11 a.m. Democrat leader held the vote open all day so they could try to figure out what was going on with their own legislation. that they want to pass only with their votes.
After holding out, West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin said late Friday, "We have reached a compromise that enables the economy to rebound quickly while also protecting those receiving unemployment benefits from being hit with unexpected tax bill next year." Senator Manchin then voted with all 49 Republican senators early Saturday in support of Senator Rob Portman's proposal for $300 per week in additional federal unemployment benefits. This is USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Thank you very much, Mr. Mike. And, of course, his studio is right around the corner from where I am, right here in Tampa, about 30 feet away. We are in the same station where we broadcast from. And, by the way, don't forget, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and their website is Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Now, Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. Now, you can go to the website and type in your zip code, and you will get one of two things. You'll either get somebody asking you back on a computer, what can we do, can we help you with, would you like a price quote, would you like the number or name of your local agent, whatever. But you can actually get a quote right then and there on the computer for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you've got a motorcycle or an RV or an ATV or a boat. You can get all that done right then and there, and they'll even help you with your homeowner and renters insurance too, because if you bundle your renters or your homeowners policy with your automobile, you will save even more money. Now, all you got to do is go to the website Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and then you'll find out what I have found out for the past 15 years. They saved me money, and it just, that's the way it is. All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, just when you thought it couldn't get any more interesting, and we talked about the COVID, or the Senate, and the COVID stimulus project that's moving along, we did have a jobs report that came out. And the jobs report was much better than what was thought. And here's a little clip on it.
President Biden welcomes the addition of 379,000 jobs last month, but says millions of people are still out of work. At the start of a meeting with the Treasury Secretary and other economic advisors, he pressed the case for his $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill.
The rescue plan is absolutely essential.
That package includes stimulus payments and extended unemployment benefits, but Republicans argue the bill contains too much non-COVID spending. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, it should be pointed out that all these little numbers that are coming out, these stats and whatnot, this is the last, the very last numbers coming from the Trump administration.
Exactly right. Yeah, that is a significant part of this, yes.
Yeah. Now, what happens is the next time around, you're going to start seeing numbers from the Biden administration. And they're very quickly going to go the other way, and they're going to drop significantly because of what's happened with the oil industry, what's happened with some other industries that are related to the oil industry, the suppliers of the fracking oil wells and whatnot. And it's going to get very interesting, and it's not going to be helpful for President number 46, Joe Biden.
Well, and how could it be? Or how could it not be, I should say, in the sense that the loss of the energy sector jobs and so forth is not going to factor into this in some way. Maybe not just the individual numbers of jobs themselves, but the ramifications, the effect it's already having throughout the economy. We're talking about ancillary services, and other people, just going out and even spending money on things and deciding that, wait a minute, things look like they're getting a little crazy. I'm not going to hire more people for my company. I'm going to hunker down and see what happens. I mean, there's lots of these different effects that I think we're going to see.
Now, Kyle, it's that time of the show. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Sounds like a spaceship coming over the top of me here. Jeez, well, I'm telling you. All right, well, we're circling back to Jen Psaki. And no, that's not a drink. Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary. And there's been a lot of questions asked, and we even talked about it the other day. Where's Joe Biden? How come he's not out there doing the State of the Union speech? And, oh, by the way, when's he going to give a press conference? Well, we found out yesterday because Jen Psaki, not the drink, finally responded to the question about when. It could be about the end of the month. Now, could be doesn't mean will be. Could be the end of the month.
Yeah, and let's see how far we get towards the end of the month before we find out that it's not going to be towards the end of the month. There's usually no good reason, Captain, why a brand new incoming president is not going to have either a joint session of Congress for State of the Union or at the very least have some kind of press conference. We saw what happened the other day when the camera was cut off and they went to the color bars, basically, after the president himself said he's ready to take questions. So there is something, as we've been talking about, as you know, Captain, there's something wrong with Joe Biden.
Yes, there is.
That they are doing anything and everything to have him not have to either give a long speech, which would take a lot of stamina, a lot of time.
And the State of the Union speech is usually at least an hour to 2 hours long.
Exactly right. There's all kinds of pauses for applause, and there's all kinds of stuff. It's the Super Bowl of speeches for the president. And so they're not going to have him stand up there and do that. They also know that he really can't stand there and speak extemporaneously during a press conference. He's already had some pretty major sort of weird gaffes just even recently I just think that they are terrified of having him out there, where it's completely uncontrolled and unscripted.
Well, we've been watching these little Zoom things he's been doing and all that sort of stuff, and he's been screwing up royally on that stuff. Oh, gee, do you want me to take questions? What am I supposed to do now? Where am I? What's going on? All that kind of stuff. I mean, good Lord.
Well, it's very concerning. And by the way, I would just simply say this too. If it was President Trump or President Bush, for example, any incoming president.
Hell, Kyle, if it was you or me.
Yeah, well, that's right. But if they were supposed to be giving a particular speech that typically occurs around this time of year and even earlier now than this time of year, if that was President Trump, they'd be saying, what is President Trump afraid of? Why won't he come out and address the nation? Why won't he do this? But with Biden, he'll continue to get a pass. And until I think it really starts to just really percolate that, wait a minute, something's going on here.
All right, now I got a question here. Let me see who the question's coming from. It's about the procedure that's going on. It's from CC, and CC is in Tampa. And she's saying, how long can they drag this thing on with the COVID? Well, let's see. The bill had to get to the Senate, right?
Right.
The bill had to be approved, or has to be approved in committee to get to the floor of the Senate, right?
Right.
Okay, they did that, right?
I believe so, yes.
It got to the floor of the Senate. Now they're chopping it apart, taking away significant amounts of money that they believe are waste because they're going through every possible. And by the way, the Republicans are introducing amendments to what these questionable things are. And every time they do that, they have to stop. They have to take a vote, right?
That's true. It's the Votorama, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah, and that Votorama isn't just like 5 minutes or 10 minutes. It's 30 minutes to 45 minutes every time they do it.
Exactly right. It takes a lot of time.
So, after they get done with this, which I think is going to take them probably into late Sunday or early Monday, the bill will be sent back to the House. Because the version the House originally passed was different than what the Senate is sending back to them. And passage won't happen, in my opinion, until sometime later next week at the earliest, which, let's see, now we're into the 10th or roughly halfway through the month. If they do pass it and it does get signed by the president, because he's going to have some sort of ceremony at the White House. So we're talking at least the middle of the month, and then it'll take a week or two. So you ought to see your check sometime in April.
That's what it's beginning to look like. Exactly. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And that's the best I can tell anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Because it looked like as if they'd done this any quicker, it would have been different. But for the people that really need the money, you're just going to sit there and wait some more. All right. Minnesota. Our friends up there in Minnesota, hello, George, hope you're doing well. The Minnesota Court of Appeals on Friday ordered a judge to reconsider adding a third-degree murder charge against a former Minneapolis police officer charged in George Floyd's death. Now, this hands a potential victory to the prosecutors, setting up a possible delay to the trial, though, because they're going to turn around and appeal this.
Well, exactly. If they do reinstate that, then that makes it a lot more likely the prosecution will be successful in getting a murder conviction.
And the reason it got dropped to begin with is they went to the appeals court and they dropped it.
Mm-hmm.
So now the appeals court is saying they want the judge to reconsider putting it back on. So we'll see what happens. All right, folks. Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, it's the Truckers Highway and Bible Report coming up. And, yeah, we got some weather to talk about tonight. It's not all that bad around the countryside, but it's one of those weekends where, depending on where you're at, you're either going to be high and dry or you're going to get rained on or, why, heck, you might even get snowed on in a couple places. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and it's Donna Fiducia up there in Carrollton, Georgia way, and she and her husband Don run the Double D Ranch up there just up the road. It's Tad Vitt from Fort Benning, Georgia, and a big hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. Now, when you see the Pilot and the Flying J, just pull on in there. Even if you don't need fuel, maybe you need to take a little break or something like that, and say, hey, I was listening to you on the Captain's America Third Watch, and he said to pull on in here and I'd get me a free cup of coffee. Well, guess what? You're going to get that free cup of coffee. But while you're there, if you're not already a member of the Drivers Club, join it. Why? Because you get points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, the supplies you buy in the trucker store, and you can use them to either save money on buying whatever it is you need, or you can use it to get into their catalog store for being a member of the Drivers Club and save a bunch of money, too. Alrighty, here we go!
City. Got trucks
You. That's Bruno Mars, and that's to the AC/DC song Back in Black. How about that, Kyle?
That is cool. That is absolutely...
That is beyond cool. That's yes, fantastic.
That really, really is. I mean, that is a really great, melding of two great tracks that just seem to go together, and the way they put it together is really phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, we don't have a lot of weather to talk about, but we're going to get going right now. Now, there's unsettled weather along the West Coast. We're going to get some lake effect snow this weekend in the Great Lakes over in upstate New York, too. It won't be a lot, but it'll be enough to let you know the winter hasn't gone anywhere. So here we go. The weather along the West Coast from the Pacific Northwest to Northern California is going to remain unsettled this weekend, with rain expected along the coast and a mix of rain and snow in inland valleys and snow in the mountains. Lake effect snow will be possible across the lower Great Lakes this weekend, which is Lake Erie, Lake Ontario. And there will be several inches of snow. It won't be like what they've had before with feet. This will be inches this time. There'll be a little snow today, a little snow tomorrow, a little snow the next day. That's the way it's going to work. And above average temperatures are expected in the northern and central plains through the weekend. So, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, Captain, up in Seattle, Washington, and also in Portland, Oregon, we've got rain showers this weekend. Looks like they're going to be there through the weekend. Also, as we head down into Northern California, we do have a winter weather advisory. As you come down Interstate 5, you're also going to find that winter weather advisory is going to stretch just about down to Santa Rosa on the eastern part of the 5 freeway, then also on the western, on the western part of the 5 freeway. On the eastern part, we also have a winter weather advisory that's going to be in the as you come out of Reno, coming down I-80, you're going to run into that on your way to the Sacramento area. And then you're right, we do have rain showers and rain coming in this weekend. Right now, San Francisco looking at rain showers. They're going to have some more at the beginning of the week, and about the middle of next week, we'll start seeing that here in the Southern California area. Also, lake wind advisory back. Back up in the Reno area, this near Pyramid Lake along I-80, you've got that lake wind advisory stretching pretty far east of Reno as you go along I-80 there. Wind advisory as well. The word is wind tonight on the eastern side of the 15, Interstate 15 in Utah. You've got a wind advisory, and that is going to be from about St. George all the way up to about Provo or so. So you may encounter that tonight. And over in eastern Montana tonight, Captain, we do have a fire weather watch covering most of the eastern part of the state of Montana, and this is going to be north of I-94 as you come out of Billings, and then also you're going to get right into it as you travel over into North Dakota on I-94, I should say.
Yeah, there is that fire watch. Oh, it's almost all the way over to Bismarck, by the way. And then South Dakota, you got a fire weather watch there, too, coming into from Rapid City down on I-90. You'll run across it most of the way across the state. And Nebraska, you got it there, too, about halfway across the state. And up there, coming out of Denver, Colorado on I-76, you're going to be in it, headed into Nebraska. Now, the snow I talked about is a lake effect, and the way the wind is blowing, it's already started in some places, but along Lake Erie and along Lake Ontario, we're talking a few inches of snow tonight. It's not going to be in the feet like you usually are used to, but you'll get 3 to 4 inches of snow tonight, 3 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow, 3 to 4 inches of snow the next night, and by Monday or Tuesday, you'll have a foot or more of snow on the ground on top of whatever it is you got already. Now, don't forget the Mississippi River Basin all the way on up to Illinois and Missouri and Kentucky. In that area, you've got river flooding all along through there. Again, a lot of that has to do with the ice packs where the ice has melted, and you are having the issues that you're having there with the flooding. Now, there is some rain working its way around the Gulf, coming towards my area here, Tampa. We are going to have that event. And by the way, the event today that we're having is rain or shine. The reason for that is because we're undercover. We're undercover. We have a nice amphitheater area there at Burt's where we're going to be high and dry, so you don't need to worry about anything. Just show on up there, and the band will be inside. I'll be inside, and we'll be right there, and it can rain all at once. It's not going to bother us right there at Burt's Barracuda, Burt's Harley-Davidson dealership in Pinellas Park. Clearwater mailing address, but we all know it's Pinellas Park across from the Quaker Steak and Lube. So, Kyle, I'm going to do something here. I'm going to go back over here because I kind of like that. I want to take us out here with a little class here. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm going to cut that back down there, and Kyle, well, I had to take us out in style that time.
Oh, I loved it. No, that is just that is a majorly great track they've done.
Oh, yeah, they did a great job. Okay, well, we're coming back, folks. Here comes some music in my ear. Don't go anywhere. Hour number two coming back. And, of course, Captain's America Third Watch. You just never know what we're going to do here. But when we get some really good wake-up music in the middle of the night, you're going to hear it. I guarantee you that one.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.